This is regional news coverage from the KBI Newsroom. I'm James Parham. The University of Missouri announced today that graduate Dean George Justice is resigning. Justice's resignation will be effective June 1st. He is taking the position of the Dean for Humanities in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. Justice believes his resignation won't affect the university much.
They need a graduate dean, but they don't need me to be the graduate dean. We have so many dedicated faculty here that I don't think my departure is going to have a negative impact overall on the students.
The university is currently considering internal candidates for the interim dean and will conduct a national search for a new dean this fall. The Higher Learning Commission of the North Central Association has given accreditation to Westminster College's new campus in Mesa, Arizona. Classes at that campus will start in the fall of 2013. Westminster College spokesperson Rob Krause says Mesa chose Westminster to open a campus there because it offered a unique campus to the community.
Mesa is a wonderful opportunity for a private liberal arts college because there are no private liberal arts colleges currently in Arizona.
Westminster was chosen as one of three possible college campus additions to the community. The campus will be located where the Mesa City Court Building used to reside. Missouri's revenues are up nearly 9% through the first two-thirds of the state's fiscal year. Figures released today by the State Office of Administration shows Missouri's finances have improved mainly because of the decline in tax refunds and an increase in individual income tax collections. Through February, net general revenues were up 8.7% compared with the same period a year earlier. The total includes a 5.5% increase in the individual income taxes and a 16.5% decline in the tax refunds. Missouri's 2013 budget year began last July and runs through the end of this June. Tax collections in February alone were virtually unchanged from February 2012, but for the entire fiscal year, collections were up $39.4 million. A 33-year-old Sedalia man charged with killing a fellow VA hospital patient in Columbia made a brief appearance in court today. Rudy Perez Jr. is charged with first-degree murder in the February 1st death of 78-year-old Robert Hill of Warsaw at Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital. He has pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. His attorney says Perez is schizophrenic. A Boone County circuit judge granted the request to delay a preliminary hearing for Perez until April 4th. Perez was arrested in Sedalia 3 days before Hill's death after a neighbor said Perez punched him in the face, but he was released from the Pettis County Jail 24 hours later without being charged. He now faces assault charges in that county. Eight passengers safely walked off a small aircraft this afternoon at St. Louis Lambert International Airport after the pilot reported landing gear troubles and the plane was poised for an emergency landing. But the St. Louis airport director says no one was injured and the passengers were happy to see the bus and get off the plane. Emergency crews awaited their arrival at both St. Louis Airport and the plane's original destination, St. Louis Downtown Airport in Cahokia, Illinois. Officials say the plane was diverted to St. Louis because the airport is better prepared for an emergency landing. For KBIA News, I'm James Parham.